Now, I've been really busy, but last week I got so horny. And I contacted this guy, and he came over, and he is freaking hung. And he saw that my bed had some straps on it, and he admitted that he's kind of submissive. So I had fun tying him down and then making him squirm. And I feel so bad. I can't tell this story because I feel like Big Fatty. No puppet show. No puppet show. Although, yeah, there was some... oh my goodness. Am I so concerned about my listeners that I can't tell these dirty stories anymore? Well, needless to say, I took his temperature both ways. And it was a lot of fun. Oh, he is so, so, so pretty naked.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
No puppet show. No puppet show. Although,
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 841 of the BFO for Thursday, the 21st of April, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, Big Fatty's got a list again, and y'all, yes, Big Fatty, please tell us about it. Hi, everyone, I hope your Thursday, I don't know why I said it that way, is going well. Y'all, I know why I said it that way. It's because today, Thursday and Friday, Larry Cly has decided he has had it, and not hat. It, although hat it might work also, but he's had it. He's just taken some days off, and y'all can't say that to blame him. And y'all, I am looking at the auxiliary weather app right now, and looks like we're gonna have rain. We're gonna have rain here in the Charleston area. Oh dear, Gussie, I know that there are those, especially out there on the surface of the sun, that wish they had some rain. But no, it is not to be. It is not to be. Big Fatty. Y'all, a couple of things. I looked at the newspaper on Wednesday morning, and y'all... First of all, the Publix is, or as I like to call the Publix, Vons East. The Publix has the Publix has y'all, is the exact same shit they had last week on sale. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. But y'all, on the cover, you know, y'all, all they're doing is selling the hams. Oh dear Gussie, because y'all, we are coming up on a big holiday weekend. Now there are those of you that celebrate it for the ham, and there are some that celebrate it for the chocolate Easter bunnies, and then there are others that go to church twice a year. and then there's Miss Kitty. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of Miss Kitty, Miss Kitty sent me a Twitty. Kitty sent a Twitty. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just retarded. And said, Big Fatty, it sounds to me like when you got that estimate for repairing your brakes, that's when you needed a second opinion.
Yeah, you're fat, too.
Y'all, the second opinion is not going to stay around. But, however, Mr. Tim Cormall, he and Ron Protasoho, they are on an Aeroplano now, which, of course, is Mexican for Aeroplano. They're not on it now. They are in California, and y'all, they have made a decision, and y'all, I believe this is a wise decision given the mental state of the Walnut Hills residents, y'all. They are living in a circle of pee, a circle of urine, y'all. And I mean, no, y'all. And it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before and I know it's coming. I know it's coming, y'all. I've seen it happen before. It's only a matter of time before the rapture dinner is going to be. No, I can't do it. I can't. No. So, anyway, hey, y'all, that'll be fine. I'll just stay in the horror area of L.A. an extra night. Yes, McFaddy. But, but y'all, I have been proven wrong before. And there's no one who would prefer to prove me wrong than the one and only Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But, y'all, I was talking about the newspaper, and, y'all, not only did the Vons East ad, was it a repeat, but, y'all, they had a special, because, you know, Wednesday, Hump Day, is food day, and they have food articles and all in there. And, y'all, the title, y'all can go over to the Post and Courier if you don't believe Big Fatty. But, y'all, the title of the main article in the food section was Hamming It Up.
Fatty, it's Casey in Denver. So I was listening to your show today, and you ran the promo for Pride 48 in Las Vegas, September 16th through the 19th, I believe. And I don't know, I feel kind of retarded because I looked it up, and what I didn't realize was that's not just Pride 48. That is also Las Vegas Pride weekend. That it makes sense that you would do, you know, that they would decide to do Pride 48 when Las Vegas Pride was going on. I don't know, in years past, Las Vegas City Pride was always in April. But this year, yes, they have moved it to September. And I don't know if other people know, but the parade is at 8 p.m. on Friday, September 16th, starting, I think, at 4th and Bridger Street. And on Saturday, September 17th, from noon to 10 p.m., is the Pride Festival at the Clark County Government Center. So that stuff is going on, too. I just don't know if everybody realized that. Because what I was wondering was, I thought, you know, all the podcasters are going, but will there be many listeners going? Will I be one of the few listeners, or will there be other listeners? Well, now I think, you know, a lot of people should go, because not only is it Pride 48, but it's all the Las Vegas Pride festivities as well. So, I don't know. Call me dumb, because I didn't realize that till now. Anyway, I thought I'd put in a call and let you know. Talk to you later. Casey and Denver, number two fan, 2011.
Dear Gussie. Bye. Oh, well, bye to you there, Casey and Denver. Now, Casey, do you really think that the organizers of the Pride 48 weekend would have just gone and pulled a date out of thin air? They would have absolutely no meaning at all. You doubt the organizers of Pride 48 weekend that they would not know of and coordinate around the Las Vegas Pride weekend, because y'all, they are going to have a model search for the calendar, the Men of Las Vegas 2012 calendar. And y'all, you know there's going to be a parade, and you know there'll be floats, and you know there'll be fat people on floats. And y'all, Casey, I just cannot believe that you would not know about logging. Yes! Casey, we had no idea. we
We had no idea Las Vegas Pride was going on that weekend. So y'all, it's just like being encircled by a ring of pee. Y'all, it's just right there. It's all around you, and you didn't notice it until it was too late. So y'all, there you go. So y'all, if you needed another reason to go to Las Vegas, y'all, it is Las Vegas Pride, and y'all, I encourage you to go over to Las Vegas Pride. That's all one word. .org, and y'all check everything out over there. Now, Casey, you bring up a good point. Will you be the only listener that you want to Casey? Now, remember this. All of the podcasters are also listeners. So, you know, no, you will not be the only listener there. But, y'all, there are many listeners coming. I have mentioned some in the past. I'll review a few that come to mind. I know I will miss some. But that Moose P, the number one fan of the BFO for 2010, is hoping to be there. Lori Warbox is planning to be there. My grandson, Stephen from Wisconsin, is planning to be there. That Guru Nudie is planning to be there. You know, there's Miss Melinda out there in the Soames Bar is planning on being. Y'all, the list is just, it's large and getting larger. And y'all, I don't even know about many of the people. But y'all, I can assure you, and plus all those podcasters, I can assure you it will be a very, very fun weekend. And now, y'all, there's even more reason. y'all can pimp out your favorite podcast with all the Las Vegas gays. Yes, Big Freddy, it just sounds lovely. We must go pimp you out.
Hey, Big Freddy. This is Scott, a.k.a. Sater69 on the Twitters, and I'm just calling to say, hey, Big Freddy, you know, this is the, no, I can't, what? I forgot what I was going to say. I'm the ravages of age. You know, I'm the number 4 fan of the Big Freddy for 2011. Was that crickets I heard? Anyway, so as the number 4 fan of the Big Freddy show, I'm just calling to say, hey, and that I'm enjoying him. I'm doing my duties as the number 4 fan of the Big Fatty Show. And unfortunately, I call your podcast a lot when you're calling for people to call you, but you've never called the Sater Sphere. And that makes me cry just a little. I die a little bit inside. Okay, I'm over it. So I just want to call and say hi. That's it. Okay, and shut up. Don't play those crickets. All right, bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Sata 69 from the Satasphere, who you heard at the beginning of today's show. And y'all, I heard on a recent show of his that he and the Impaler are going to attempt to come to the Las Vegas also. So y'all, Casey in Denver and Sata and the Impaler, Casey in Denver's giant penis, they're all gonna be there, y'all, and I feel quite certain that all the gays that are gonna be there are going to be kept quite a big. Patty, please move forward. Y'all, I got an e-letter today from I don't remember who it was from, but y'all, they've got a new iPhone game. I don't know if they have it for the absorbent iPad or not, but y'all, it is the $1 million pyramid, and you know Big Fatty loves the pyramid. And so y'all, it was 99 cents, so it was 80% off or something like that. I don't know, maybe they're gonna charge $5 or $4.95 for it, but y'all, it's 99 cents over there in the App Store. So if you like the pyramid, y'all, it's tough, though, I'm going to tell you. It is tough. So, yeah, Big Freddy, y'all, speaking of games, I sent a request to Noah from the PNS Explosion to play the Words with Friends. I saw that he was playing, and I said, well, you know, I probably should play him. So y'all, we have a special game going, and y'all, it is a game of vulgarness. It is just vulgarness. Let me just see if I can find it and open it up here.
Here it is right here. And y'all, all the words, we're not trying to win, we're just trying to be vulgar. And y'all, let me just read the words that we have used so far. We've had soak, jock, rod, cootie, toe, meth, mud, dildos, nits, nine, veggie as in vajayjay, fatty, zit, aw, hole, saunas, shag, rag, rim, and max. And y'all, it's just vulgar, and we are just trying to use all vulgar words on the Words with French. Y'all, we're not even looking at the scores. We're just trying to keep it going. And y'all, it's quite frankly, I've really enjoyed it a lot. Now I got, I tell you what, let's do this. Y'all, you know, now earlier this week, I asked folks that lived in the Northern California, the Bay Area, if they were comfortable in having a meet and greet at a horror bar. And y'all, the response has been overwhelming. I've heard from one person, and y'all, it is Pete. And Pete, I don't know that have I ever communicated with you? I'm lost on this. So, and Pete, I've lost your little message that you sent to me, but y'all, Pete said that he and another listener that he knew was coming would have no problem at all meeting at the horror bar. So y'all, I think I'm going to plan a meet and greet at the Cock Bar. That's K-O-K Bar on Folsom Street, and it'll probably be on that Saturday, but I'm not quite sure yet. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, gussie, y'all, let's just see what else I've got right here. Y'all, let's do a scratch-off. Let us do a scratch-off. Y'all, I'm going to do one of the money games. And this came to me, where did this come to me from? The North Cat. This came from Moose P. And so, y'all, this is a dollar card. What do we have to do here? We do match any corner prize to win that prize. Find a dollar bill symbol and in any corner and win $20 instantly. Well, y'all, let's just scratch off the symbols in the corners here. There's a $30 in one corner, and then the next corner, y'all, there's four corners. I don't know if you knew this or not. There's $4. And then in the next corner, there is $1. And in the final corner, it is going to be $15. Not a winner, Big Freddy. Dear Gussie, not a winner. And y'all, there's something to scratch off in the center. I don't know what the fuck that's all about. Oh, that must... Oh, it's $50. Oh, maybe I was supposed to look at that first. Big Freddy, scratch any corner prize to the center prize. Okay, well, Big Freddy, you didn't even know if you won or not, and you already said not a winner. So, y'all, I did not win $50. 15, 1, 4, and 30. But at least now I understand how it works. Yes, Big Freddy, and I've got another one of those that we're gonna do. Y'all, let's just see here. Stevie B. Stevie B on the Twitter said, I hear the birds have returned to the Fat Cave. And y'all, it's true. Especially on yesterday's show. Y'all, the birds, they build their nest underneath the air conditioning unit in the window here at the Fat Cave. And y'all, they go batshit crazy. Y'all, I think they understand that there may be some sort of entertainment in the Fat Cave.
No puppet show. No puppet show. Although,
I'd like a second opinion.
Yeah, you're fat, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.